Any games at the Joe?
Yes, I had a couple championship games when I was younger there. Fortunately, I skated with a team that used to practice there as well, so I've skated there quite a few times, but obviously not on this scale, that's for sure.
What will it mean to you?
It's going to mean a lot, you know. Anytime you grow up, you know, going to the Joe and watching a lot of Red Wings games and things like that, and you see it from the other side of things. So to be playing is it's a great feeling. It's a great accomplishment. So really looking forward to it, and it's something I'm excited about.
Do you have any memory of the first time you went there? First time you walked in there as a kid?
Yeah, I do. I do. I have some pretty fond memories, but I think probably the one that stands out most was the first time playing there. Which was for a championship back in Squirts, and obviously, you know, you play there, and it's a great feeling and stuff like that. You never expect, you know, so many years ago that you'd be playing for real there. So, like I said, it's definitely something I'm really looking forward to.
Back in Squirts, how old were you?
Oh, I think I was like 12. I was like 11 or 12. We had a championship game there for Little Caesars playoffs, and you know, to win there, and it was a big deal back then. You know, all the family comes to watch you play at the Joe, and you know, now a number of years later, they get to come back and watch again. So it's going to be a thrill.
How many folks? How many ticket requests?
Been getting ticket requests since summer. So, but it's a tough thing to do. You know, a lot of people don't understand what goes into it, and you know, we're pretty limited for team tickets. So a lot of people went out and got them on their own, which, you know, I greatly appreciate as well. It's obviously, with a game like this, there's a lot of distractions and a lot of things that can be outside distractions. So to limit those and to have a lot of people go in and get them by themselves is it's awesome, and there's going to be a great fan base there.
Your family, who will be there?
Yeah, my family will be there, and you know, a lot of people from the surrounding area are looking forward to coming too, and there'll be quite a few Caps fans there, that's for sure.
And you also have a familiarity with some of their guys, having skated with them in the off seasons.
Yeah, I skate with quite a few of those guys in the off seasons, especially during the lockout there. I had a chance to skate with a lot of them, and worked out with quite a few of them this summer as well. So I got a little familiarity. Pretty familiar with you know, with some of the guys on the team, and you develop relationships like that. But you know, at the end of the day, it's hockey, and you know, we're playing for 2 points.
Who were some of those guys?
Emerton, Jimmy Howard, those were the couple guys that that I was training with this summer. They work out at the same place I do, so developed a little relationship with them, and got to go golfing with those guys. So it's pretty nice.
So you got like Todd Bertuzzi. I mean, going up against a guy like him, I'm sure you watched him as a kid. He's been around so long.
Yeah, you know, you watch guys like that growing up, and you know, that's one of the guys too I've been lucky enough to skate with in the summer. So you know, but like I said, it doesn't really matter who you play at this league. It you know, bottom line is we're looking for 2 points, and you know, take care of everything you need to take care of before the game and the day before, and then that way when it comes game time, you're ready to go.
How are you preventing not being distracted too much?
Just approaching it like any other game. For me, it doesn't really change much. You know, obviously, it's an important game for myself and for the team. So, going in there, and you know, I mean, there's always other times to see family and friends. But you know, they got to understand this is my job, and you know, come tomorrow, it's a business day. It's time to work. So.
Go to Wings games too as a fan, aside from playing there as a little guy. Did you go in the seats?
Yeah, I was actually my senior year of college there. We went down. I think we were able to catch probably 7 or 8 playoff games when they went on a little playoff run there. Me and a couple of my buddies up at school, so we'd make the hike back, and I got to check out quite a few playoff games there, and obviously some regular season games as well. So it was it's always a nice thing to do. But like I said earlier in the conversation, you know, you never expect to be playing. So it's going to be an exciting game, that's for sure.
Who's your favorite player growing up?
My favorite player would probably have to be Konstantinov. He was definitely one of my favorites. And then obviously you look at a guy like Nick Lindstrom. I wore 5 pretty much my whole career. So to be able to be from Detroit and to have a guy like that play in your hometown and watch him play for so many years, it was a great guy to learn from. So I'd have to say those are probably two of my favorite players growing up. And then you throw a guy like Bob Probert in there, you know, who brought so much to the game aside from fighting. He was a guy who could play as well. So I wore 24 a little bit when I joined the pro ranks as well.